It has been approximately 3 years since I have been in this body, and have observed the expansion of the miracle of love. And of course, not only the expansion of the miracle of love as an organization, but learning things about individuals, their behavior, like that. One thing that has to be understood before beginning this is why things have been done like they have been done. Is only known by one entity, and that is the Almighty, Eternal Father. Now, to be frank, although it is hard to understand, perhaps impossible, there is no difference between myself and the Almighty. It is just that when the Almighty enters a body, there is, of course, naturally only a certain degree of power and knowledge and capabilities, characteristics, all the things that make up a man. Only so much could come into this body. Even as it is, the body is dying many years younger than it would have if it had not been for my entrance, Grasana, into this human form. People think, mistakenly, that when an incarnation comes, he knows everything. And when anything goes on in a spiritual group that does not agree with someone's concept or belief, or the way they have ideas about spiritual life, then they will have nothing to do with it. Also, how an incarnation will behave, and also how a spiritual master under that incarnation will behave, can only be accepted with trust and faith as the qualified beings they claim to be by those with the trust and faith that they have been given somewhere along the line in their connection with God. People have left simply because Kalindi spends what they believe to be an excessive amount of money on clothes. Something that a spiritual master would never do because they have no interest in this material world. So they would naturally dress in the simplest manner and also the least expensive manner. I could go on for a great deal of time. Practically my energy would run out before I could give all of the examples of ways that I have behaved, the ways that Kalindi has behaved, and the way that Gail has behaved. I would run out of energy before I could list all of the ways and all of the things that the three of us have done that would drive the majority of the people in the world seeking God away. Without even much of a second thought. One thing that has been perplexing to me at times, and there, of course, is a concept. God knows everything. God would, at the very least, know what is going on at every instance in the miracle of love process. But, of course, this is not true. I have a material mind, and I understand what is necessary to understand. But even then, the understanding is only allowed when it is time for that understanding to enter the material world. In other words, a truth that is as clear as day to me now I had no understanding of 5 years ago, nor was there even any concern or thought in that area as being of any importance to me. And this is true. very quickly in the beginning of the 12th day. A great revelation came almost simultaneously to myself and Kalindi that she had been selected to be the voice of God. And that her work upon the earth would be entirely different than mine. And that she would have the clear vision to see the illusion that people are trapped by. And also be blessed with the answer to their predicament. Now, something has to even be said about that. No spiritual master, nor any incarnation that has ever come to this earth has known everything. In fact, compared to what there is to know, masters and incarnations in some ways are unusually low on understanding many things about this material world, because they have become a tool for God that has one purpose and one purpose only. Now, in Kalindi's position, even though she had been selected as the voice of God and had incredible vision, when there was a reason only known by the Almighty why someone should not be enlightened in a certain area, nor should she. In other words, when the Almighty desired that there was a reason that this ignorance continue, this has happened numerous times. That does not mean that she did not have plenty of information to help this person advance spiritually. What it does mean is that she did not possess all information about this person. That could be known. But this was the pre-planned desire of the Almighty. Now, myself, Garasana, from the time of entering the body within a very short period of time, entered into a trance state. Where I was completely focused on another realm of existence, entirely different than this realm. And while I existed in this realm, I was constantly learning crucial information. I was fighting the darkness back, but not just generally. In other words, the darkness manifests in so many ways. I was fighting the darkness back in specific ways. And those ways were or should I say, a specific aspect of the illusion was hurting the people that wanted to get free in this lifetime. This, of course, meant not only the ones who had come, because we were small in the beginning, but of course, I was fighting the specific energy of the darkness that would prevent the ones that were coming in the future from coming. And not only clear away enough darkness so that they could come, but due to this constant effort, not only would they come, but a percentage, which I knew would happen, stayed on and gave their life to God and had full trust and faith, at least at points. This was my consciousness the whole time I was in the body, up until when it became close to the end of the life of this body. I did only one thing, and that is I fought back the darkness and I drew in the light, specific light that was needed to help in specific ways. This was something that continued no matter what I was doing, because of approximately the first year and a half of being in the body, I was in a constant trance state and practically never left my bed or my chair. Talk to no one and completely entered into an understanding of this realm. From which the battle of the light and the dark takes place in its most meaningful way. In other words, without this fight in this other realm, people simply would have not understood at all. And there would be practically no one that would have accepted this process. But instead, hundreds have come and have given their entire life with great enthusiasm to this mission because of the light that they saw, because of the awareness that they received. There was no doubt in their minds that they had found everything that they were seeking for and had received many things that they never even had imagined existed, giving them experiences of love and ecstasy that they didn't even think possible. As I mentioned earlier, it was Kalindi who was specially appointed to be the voice of God. Not only in small groups or speaking at the intensive, but speaking to large crowds interested in finding out about what is going on. And while she became known more and more prominently, things were done so that knowledge of Garasana gradually faded more and more, until it came to a point that people would go through the whole intensive never once hearing or understanding how this all began or who Garasana was. One thing that perplexed me was why it had been decided that I would have, by normal standards, practically no energy. Unable to even do entertaining things, such as go out to dinner. although there were a few times of activity. Generally speaking, the body was always in a state of repose. With no focus on anything going on in this material world, including the functioning of the miracle of love and how it was being managed. Although some information came to me and I helped to some degree. But basically, there were many people who had a much greater idea from the material plane point of view what was going on and how the miracle of love was functioning than I had. Because I had only one focus. I had only one thing to do. I was moved to give every bit of energy that I could summon in fighting the darkness. And I do not mean the personal darkness as Kalindi would fight it. In other words, the darkness that an individual was wrapped up in, but constantly fought the darkness on the big scale. How it was controlling and imprisoning thousands and thousands of people. That was my task, to see that darkness be defeated. In this area, there has been great success. So much light has come into this planet, and so much darkness has been pushed out of the way that even though it will continue to get wider and wider, an opening for thousands of people has already been created. But remember one thing. All of my focus has been in this one area. And all of Kalindi's focus has been to find a way to speak to the variety of people that have come in a way that they will be able to understand. Which has been no easy task, and while the clearing for the light has been made, while the darkness has been pushed back, an area hasn't been completed. And that is the complete understanding on how to transfer the truth to the people in a way that they can grasp. Now, this is toward the end of the month of February 1995. In the beginning of this year, in January, a change took place in my being, Grasana. And for the first time, I took my awareness, my consciousness, and focused it on how the mission was being run, how it was going, how the people were understanding and misunderstanding, and while I have never before been concerned with the small ways that people are captured, for instance, their love of another or their financial situation, like that, my focus has been on the big picture. For the first time, my consciousness has zeroed in on the consciousness of others and up until now had been considered too small, because a bigger task had to be done first. Kalindi has tried to transfer the knowledge, and I have been of no help. She never could come to me for support, even about the simplest matters, because of the almost continuous trance state that I kept myself in. But it has been arranged that the last days of my life are going to be used to bring in a clarity in running this mission that has never been there before. Also, I am making tapes that contain knowledge, some of it very simple, but if practiced by the people that are serious, will make the difference in many people's lives between success and failure. There there is only one way to get free from this material world, and that is trust and faith. Without the trust and faith, you have no chance of getting free. And those that have doubted certain decisions that Kalindi or perhaps Gail or perhaps someone that they have put in charge have made didn't settle well with some people, so a number of people have left because they did not have that trust and faith. But the reality is that everything that has been done up until now has been nothing but perfection. But now there is an influx of power coming in that has never come in before. And I am not speaking just to the degree that it is coming in, but the knowledge that accompanies it. Information that will make it clear to people who up until now could not understand will be able to understand and have a clear idea on the things that they need to do to get free. The thing is the way to get free has been there from the beginning. And it is only due to consciousness that simply has not been adequate to move far enough to truly reestablish the relationship with God that everyone has been seeking. But there will now be exercises, information everything in even a much greater way, so that if one is not doing well, if one is not advancing well, there is only one person to blame, and that is the person who is not making the advancement. Because if they were following as things are being presented, it would be impossible not to advance. That is one of the things that is unusual about the change that is taking place. And that is, it is going to be clearer than ever that the only reason someone is not breaking free from the illusion is because they do not care enough. They do not have enough desire. And for many, have simply been too lazy to do the things they need to do to break free. Kalindi has had to treat everyone in many cases almost as if they were children, because a wrong word here or there, or a wrong look here or there, would create so much disturbance in the minds of certain people. And the reason that this disturbance was created was due to the spiritual immaturity of the people. The time for blaming others as the reason you are not succeeding is one thing that is going to completely change. There is one reason and one reason only why you are not succeeding. And that is totally your fault. And the specifics of your failure are, of course, not just one thing, but a combination of things. But most of you have spent your time and energy in blaming those that are teaching you, blaming everything else but yourself. In other words, because most people are not taking full responsibility for their success or failure, a certain confusion has been created that has permeated the miracle of love. And sadly, has become part of it. If nothing was done about this unfortunate thing that has taken place, in time it would be known by people analyzing with intelligence that a lot of people that make up this organization, the miracle of love, have a weakness. And rather than taking responsibility and finding the strength on how to correct the problem, simply blame everything and everyone that they can, rather than take the responsibility on themselves. And this must change. Kalindi has had to be nice in a way where she was accepting bad behavior simply to keep a certain common thread of contentment going on. To put it more simply, she has found it necessary in many cases to baby the people so they could be, as is said, all right. Like, how is your day today? Oh, I'm flipping out. I'm having such a hard time. I can hardly function. And she has been very generous. We have an incredible staff. They are doing so well. The business end of the mission under Dick's leadership is satisfactory, very satisfactory. The people who have put in time, both the full-time workers and volunteers, have done many great things with so few people. The lawyers working carefully, the leaders working carefully together, Dick working very carefully with his expertise. Have finally created something that had to be done. And in one sense, be done sooner and better than the spiritual end of things. Because in the beginning, some of you may remember, it was something like chaos. There were many people doing jobs that they weren't exactly qualified for. But the main thing is, everybody wanted to serve because they knew through the awareness that had come into their open heart the glories of service to God and what ecstasies it can deliver. But I cannot give such praise to the spiritual end of things. We have what I consider to be a very nice sized group of people who have surrendered, who understand what is going on, and who have completely given their life to God due to the greatness of their connection with God. But closeness to God is something that is worked on usually in every lifetime to some extent or other. That is why we see people come who have never had any interest in God. What to speak of having a relationship with Him? And then, after just a few days of their life, they give up practically everything because of the great experience they had. There is no doubt in the truth that is being spoken. People who have never had an interest in their life and are in their 40s. Then we have other people who have spent years and years in spiritual life and come and can't really get to understand some of the simplest teachings. And when I say that, I want to explain something. You cannot say that you truly understand a teaching when you do not act on it. Just like this new meditation that we're beginning now, where you sit down and quiet the emotions and the mind and sit there and just think deeper and deeper and deeper. It is not being practiced anywhere near the extent it should be practiced. And the reason is because people do not understand the gold mine that it is and the incredible experiences that they will have if they would just practice this meditation, even for a half hour a day. Gold is being offered to you, and the sad truth is the majority, meaning over 50% of the people in the miracle of love, are not truly comprehending the teachings, because if they were, they would be doing certain things that have been taught because they would have understood. What they would gain. And look at how unfortunate it is that this is going on. It can be reduced to one single characteristic. Why this meditation, which if you watch it, I emphasize for hours the importance of it. The reason you are not doing it is nothing but pure laziness. It's not because there's some great wall barrier that has proven for centuries that mankind cannot even begin to crawl over. The exercise is relatively simple. And if you would put some time and practice into it, you would find a great deal of pleasure. And once you have tasted that pleasure, you will not miss another time unless an accident or something happens, which truly makes it impossible for you to do it, because it will be such a pleasure and you will find so much, you will receive so much. But the majority of you are captured by the illusory energy, the darkness. Do you understand that this is a place of darkness? How do things go on in this world? How do the atrocities continue? The torture of human beings, the starvation of families, babies. Of course, you've heard so much, you know how long I could go on. But it is like this. It is a place where there is so much taking place, so much suffering taking place, because the energy that has ultimate control in this world is the illusion. And without the shelter of very special help and without the teachings and your practice of what they teach you, there is no possibility of getting free. And when it comes time for you to die, there will be those of you who just were too lazy, who just didn't do nearly what they could have done. And upon their death, they suddenly understand a lot more and deeply regret that they didn't do these simple things simply because they were so lazy. There is a reason that all religions on earth speak of a hell. There is no eternal hell. But there are places that you can go to after you die if your consciousness is not good. Where you will have unending suffering. And of course, when I say unending, it just goes on without any interruption. But eventually, you do get out of it. But I am speaking in time periods of 20 to 60 years in a situation of suffering. It is not the elaborate hells that are taught in religions because they believe they had to like spice them up or they wouldn't be scary enough. So you don't have to sit there and have your flesh burned by fire like the Christians teach. You just have to sit there. Never sleeping. And having many realizations about your lifetime that you just passed through. And what an incredible difference it would have made if you would have just given a few hours a week to practice some of the simple meditations. No, your flesh is not burning, but you are unable to sleep. And your mind is unable to stop functioning. And if you did not reach a state of detachment by the time of your death, which everyone in the miracle of love that gets free will have attained, if you did not reach the state of detachment, which does not mean no love, you will be forced to spend time around these people, but with no ability whatsoever of exchanging love, friendship, everything that made your relationship so sweet. How to describe such a place? Just as if you were starving. And right in front of you was the perfect food. But you could not have any of it. Then you just suffer. Now, there may be some foolish people who say this does not sound so bad. And it is due to such foolish people that the religions of the world made their hells so incredible. Burned by fire for eternity. Tortured to death and then coming to life again, and then be tortured to death and then coming to life again. This is a teaching of the Vedas. This world is fooling you. And the power that makes it so, the power given to this world that convinces you that it, if not it completely wonderful, is certainly miraculous and wonderful in many ways. But there is not one thing or one pleasure on this earth that even could create interest compared to the spiritual dimension. In other words, you are being convinced that there are so many things that are nice about this world, and it is not true. And you are falling for this deception. And just as I did not speak for all these years while the miracle of love has been taking off. So now I am beginning to speak. The energy is flowing powerfully. There are teachings which can help you to move greatly. And I am creating lectures, which while they may seem simple, contain knowledge and therefore power and strength that you will need in order to win your struggle against this material world. If you do not stand up as real men and women mature enough to really make a sacrifice. In order to ultimately achieve the greatest thing that can be achieved, what a tragedy. But I am talking to many who will do it because of the arrangement of this whole affair and how the end of my life would be quick in coming. And not all that long, my existence or the remainder of my existence is totally dedicated to producing crucial information that somehow or other you have not comprehended yet. And once you do comprehend it, you will break free of this place. People are an interesting thing. An interesting entity, I should say. For instance, groups of people tend to act alike. Their philosophies or way of thinking over time become more and more similar. The importance of things in life begins to take hold. Things are being shaped. But in the spirit realm, which you are in touch with, the spiritual aspect of this mission is nothing near what it could be in a very short time if some people would simply get off their butts and not be afraid to perform some austerity and do something which might be a little difficult in order to succeed at something that every one of you knows truly is the most wonderful thing to attain. Everybody is being controlled by the illusion. Until you have reached a state where you have only one desire, and that is to do whatever it is that God wants you to do, then you are not free. That does not mean that you will not need vacations, relaxation periods. This does not mean that there should be neglect of the body. Good care of the body is so important because the longer you live and the stronger you are, the more service you can accomplish for the Lord. In other words, in so many ways, you end up behaving exactly like the materialist, with one large difference. They are doing it only for themselves. And the people in the miracle of love, once they have reached that state, are only doing it because it pleases the Lord. Because this is where true pleasure comes from. I have to speak very strongly now. There is a weakness running through this process. And it is the fault solely of certain people who are practically just too lazy to do the different things that they need to do to greatly expand their awareness. Do you think you have just joined a social club? It seems that way. Otherwise, why do you come and enjoy the social interaction with members of this organization? But when it comes time to sit down and do things to reestablish your relationship with God, you do the minimum, if any at all. This is because the illusion has a hold on you. And you are being given the ways to rip the illusion's hold from your being. With great determination and serious application of these teachings, it can be very noticeable within only a few days how much weaker the hold is on you by the illusion. If you're not interested in doing this, well, why come? But this is where the dilemma comes in. And this is where the dilemma has come in for Kalindi. She gives time and attention to people who are obviously not serious, but she knows if she spoke in an intense manner to them, that they are so weak that they would not do what was necessary to hold their ground and become successful. The reason that Kalindi took over the speaking when we began this organization in a very short time is because of the way I speak. She will say things to you in her encouraging way that she can speak, that will let you leave her presence thinking you're doing all right. Whereas if you were to leave my presence with the same consciousness, there would be a great deal I would have to say. Because your behavior is not at all adequate for one who truly wants to become free. But if you stay around, do some of the things, even if it's mainly a social motivation for you, because you come, your evolution toward God increases. But this does not satisfy me. Very few of you, of course, know me. As I say, since I have come, I have practically been in a constant state of trance. Yet I am the one bringing in this light. And I am the one bringing in this power, which all of you have felt to some extent or another. And unfortunately, most of you have experienced very little compared to what you could have because you have not done the necessary things yet. In other words, enough darkness has been pushed back, enough light has been brought in, that now is the time for me to pay attention to the evolvement at this level. And what I see, unfortunately, does not bring me a great deal of pleasure. Now, don't be weak and discouraged and give up. You can all be strong. You all have the abilities to become strong. If you have always been weak and undisciplined by nature, there is so much mercy and light going on that if you simply pray for the strength and give great effort to everything you do, you will become strong. Strong enough to do everything necessary to succeed. And then some. In other words, people who feel some weakness are just not doing the things. But if you just had some more determination, you would figure out the things that you need to do to get that determination. If you do not feel internal strength, if you know that the internal strength you have is not enough, then you must have a plan on how you are going to get that strength, because you want to win. You want to succeed. You want to once again have that loving relationship with the Lord. How can we get you to act? The house is burning down. You grasp the words that the house is burning down a little bit. But because most of you are still just sitting around in your chairs, it's obvious that the truth of this fact hasn't really registered yet. Because someone who knows the house is burning down will be running out at a great pace. How are we going to get you to care? How are we going to get you to care? There are a number of people in the Miracle of Love who care very deeply if you succeed or not. Care so much that your interest is nothing compared to theirs. I came to this earth for one reason and one reason only. And that was to give the living entities the knowledge and the assistance that they will need in order to break free from the grasp that the illusion has on them. I have the nature that I care about nothing else. There is nothing else of any importance at all. Kalindi stays up late at night so commonly. It's almost like, when doesn't she stay up late at night? thinking, planning, going over each individual and what more she can say to them to help them, to motivate them. Gail, the same way. So completely taken over with the desire to help that there is nothing else that has any matter. Here is the beginning problem. Are you interested? Will you wake up? If you're not awake enough, stand up. Now, there are a few of you who should stand up because of your sleepiness, and by your sitting there, you are too dull in order to hear properly. So you should stand up just to be more awake. Stand up and go to the back of the room. But you will not do it because it makes you stick out too much. And it's also an admission that perhaps you're not that advanced or aren't advanced as you need to be. But because of your big ego, you will sit there because it is more important that people think you're very advanced than reaching as much advancement as you possibly can. Maybe there will be one humble person who is tired, who will stand at least for a while, just to be awake and alert enough to hear. The power is going to come through you. But you have to transform your consciousness, your awareness, and to some degree your bodies before you are going to be qualified for the Lord to use to help the earth reach enlightenment. Of course, I mean just a portion of the earth, because the whole earth will never reach enlightenment. You have heard of so many teachings. A great deal of people at this time are of the age of 40 or more. There is not a great deal of time to waste. If you don't do this process, and miss the opportunity to get free, study the people that leave spiritual work and see what they do. if you can take your mind back to organizations perhaps some of you have been in. And see how they were conquered by the darkness. And practically speaking, defeated. Going on a little bit. Still some amount of organization. But basically, compared to the power that had been there, the organization is defeated. The illusion more or less won. What you were doing, there is no chance that doing that practice now will get you free. If you will just have the trust and faith to do the things that we ask of you, you will reach full enlightenment and achieve everything that a being can achieve. And how little is being asked of you? Not that much. How hard do you have to work? Meditators spend 40 to 50 years sitting by themselves on the bank of the river. Doing nothing but meditating. They are so determined. But they do not get free because they do not take the help that they need. And the reason they do not take the help that they need is because ultimately of their vast ego. And they unfortunately believe that they are great enough to accomplish this thing on their own. If it could just get communicated to you how lost you are, how you have very little idea what is going on compared to what you could have. And you are far away from the level of awareness that you could be at if you had just had the trust and faith in the Lord. Believed in the truth that he has sent to you. And use the time that you all have to practice different meditations to get free. There is one tape that I have made, and it is about only one thing, and that is laziness. So I don't want to spend a lot of time duplicating. I just want you to feel the almost pathetic condition that so many of you are in. that if you continue as you are continuing, if you continue to move at the rate that you are now moving, you will not get free, and you are behaving this way simply because you are too lazy. Lethargy. The illusion has convinced you some way or other. Life is much more enjoyable if every opportunity you get, you can lay back and relax. Watch TV, listen to the stereo. Go lay in the sun. There are so many things to do in this material world. And you are believing the illusion that these things ultimately will give you more pleasure than a spiritual pursuit. And you are falling for it. How sad. And the things that are being asked of you. They have so much value and can give so much to your life. Probably by the time this tape is played, almost every one of you will have heard my meditation on calming the emotions. Don't think I'm not aware of almost identical aspects of this meditation and others. Have the trust and faith. I know something that you don't know. That doing that meditation in this, especially in the way that I have described, will allow you to gain an awareness, a consciousness. That as you practice it, will give you more and more pleasure. And even if you didn't get free in this lifetime, the consciousness that you will attain within even a few months of doing this meditation will allow you to understand so much more of this material world and how it is functioning that you will be able to avoid mistakes and act in ways that will conclude in happiness, at least material happiness, but still happiness compared to failure. It does nothing but help you to grow as a human being. It can only produce something positive. Your mind will become stronger. Your awareness of life and all that goes on in it will become greater. your understanding of people and their behavior will expand in so many ways. It will enrich your life. But of course, why not take it to its final destination that I gave it for? And that is to completely reestablish your relationship with the Lord. There is everything to be gained by doing this. And there is nothing to be lost. Even if you do it just 5 minutes a day, there will be a gain that will have made that little endeavor very worthwhile. Tapes are going to be coming out by me. It is going to sound different in many ways from the way you have heard the philosophy taught. Information is going to be spoken for the first time on this earth. Much is going to be given to you. Now is the time more than ever to do all you can to come and learn and practice the miracle of love process. But you don't understand. You don't comprehend. If you really understood, you would be practicing the things that have been suggested. The same as a burning house. If someone tells you the house is burning down, you will seek the nearest exit as quickly as possible. Now, what does this show? And that is that you have simply understood what was told to you. You grasp the importance of it. But because so many of you are not practicing, taking these matters seriously, it is because you are not understanding. You are in a prison. That does not end at the time of death. Now, it's not the type of hell, as I said, that the religions of the world have taught. But there is a great deal of unhappiness. You do not go down a tunnel to the end and find the white light and find everything happy that you thought you would. At the same time, I don't in any way, shape, or form give you any untruth. The time that you will spend in a condition that is causing suffering will not exceed 60 years. And then other aspects will be taught, and then your next life planned and your next birth taken. Now, if you will look around the planet, you will notice that the majority of the planet is in poor condition. Most of the people in the world are not doing well at all. Besides the millions and millions of people who are starving to death, who are slowly dying from horrible, painful diseases, and an ever-increasing situation, so that as hard as people are trying, as much money as has been given, as much effort as has gone into it, the problem has just increased. And the chances of your taking birth in one of these situations is very great. You never go down in evolution. In other words, a human never becomes an animal. Never. But there are lessons to learn by living in extreme poverty. The streets of New Delhi are more peaceful. There is more harmony. And there is a type of satisfaction that is greater than the wealthy streets in different parts of America. Of course, their motivation for their serious spiritual work is because they want to get out of their material suffering condition. And if they were offered a house and a good job and a lifestyle in the United States of America, they would give up their pursuit to God in a minute, many of them. That is one reason why they do not get free, because their desire, all they have in their poor condition, is to hope that a better birth will come. You are just being fooled. Do you understand? You are just being fooled. Your happiness for the rest of your lifetime on this earth will be far greater if the practices of the miracle of love are done properly. Your happiness will be much greater. You will know much more. And even if you take it easy, your consciousness at the time of death will be significantly higher. And as a result of that, you will understand very quickly much more and literally save yourself from years of suffering. But even that is a pitiful goal. You can live if you would just sit down and do the meditation and think. Most of you have no idea the little depth that you reach in your thinking. And because of this, you reach very poor decisions in your life. Your life is so much confusion because you make one bad decision on top of another. This meditation has nothing but good to offer. No matter what you want to do with it. And the reason that it is not being practiced is simply because of laziness. Now, I know it is relatively new, but try to understand. There is an energy that wants to see you suffer as much as possible. The energy of the illusion wants you to fail. It wants you to have not only a much more miserable life in this lifetime, but after you die, it wants your misery to be much greater also. It is your enemy. Please try to understand. All religions understand that basic point. By their practice, even though some of the religions are not so good, they reach at least the realization that there is a force of darkness that is against them, that is hurting them, that is causing so much trouble. And if they only had better instructions on how to solve the problems. But you have been given the information. The video is very good, although it may not be a little while before it is released as a video. But it helps to see it on video because it gives it a little more power. You're a little more awake. You're a little more aware. You're paying more attention. Just like when you go through the intensive, remember the ecstasy that you felt. And some of you contacted your friends and convinced them to come. Because what you had found was so wonderful. But what is left, what has to be done, what you continually have to do in order to increase ever more, you are not getting it. Of course, the intensive is 8 days or so. But the highest connection, if you really want it, then practice every day, even if only a few minutes. And so much awareness will be achieved. There are two forces that can control you. The Lord can run your life and steer you into areas of ecstasy, or the illusion that wants nothing but your suffering can run your life. With one continual goal, and that is to see that you suffer as much as possible while you are here in the material world. And most of you are surrendering to the force of illusion. If you understood what you were doing, if you could really grasp it, the power of this mission would change so quickly and so greatly. That the thrill of even coming around would increase so many fold. That every chance possible, you would come. Or there are other ways also. I don't want to limit people into just prescribed ways, in other words, coming to the center to meditate. Perhaps some of you have a better situation at home where you can have more peace and more quiet that you need to truly go as deep as you can. So I am not judging you by the hours that you just come to the center. I am not judging you even by the retreats and other things that are being offered. I am judging you by the effort that you put into reestablishing your relationship with God. And that understanding is available to me. At this point, I am in a mind that is too limited to contain all of this information. But in a time not long, I will know fully the extent that you really dedicate yourself. How many of you are kidding yourself? And how many of you are really making an effort? There are things that you have to do. Certain members have to do that require courage. That require sacrifice. That require a choice between pleasure from something in this material world and pleasure in your relationship with God. Once I leave this body, the power in the miracle of love will increase. Some people may not know that. The power will actually increase. But the power is of absolutely no value if you do not do something to tap into it. If you don't do the meditation, if you do not go deep, sometimes perhaps in a prayerful state, going in with one desire and determined not to come out until you achieve it. And that is that you feel the love of God. And spend hours in the endeavor. And even if you do not achieve, the exact goal you are hoping for, everything you do in spiritual life is put in like a spiritual bank account. And it is never lost. In other words, you may behave badly. You may do something very terrible. But never ever is that bank account touched. And that is why some people come who never have paid any attention to God in their entire life, and they are in their 40s, and in just a few days, they sacrifice their entire life to the miracle of love because they feel fully what it is and what they have found because of that spiritual bank account. And you all have one. And many of you have not even tapped into it yet because you have just not made the effort. What should we call this tape? The encouragement tape? What about the choice tape? What is going on is you are making a choice. For whatever reason, you are either choosing to remain in illusion, where it is guaranteed that you will continue to suffer to some degree or another for great periods of time, or within just weeks of sincere practice, you can begin to feel a loving relationship with God that is greater than any experience that you have yet tapped into. And I am just going over it and over it and over it because even these things are a fact. And you can have everything. And even the way to have everything is being pleasurable So many of you are so unfortunate that you are choosing the illusion. But the majority of you have already spent some serious time trying. Trying to learn more, to expand your awareness, to expand your understanding. To grow and communicate with people. In ever increasing ways. So your life has just not been stagnant, learning nothing. Some of you have belonged to spiritual groups. Let me ask you, what was the desire of the master that led the organization that you belong to? There is no doubt of the compassion. There is no doubt of the love. And there is no doubt of the desire. That somehow, some of you, through sincere effort and searching, will find a path that will give you everything that the master wanted you to achieve. If you do not do this and succeed, you will disappoint Kalindi. You will disappoint Gail. How many of you have given thought to the fact that you could also be disappointing the master that brought you so far in your understanding of what is going on? There were groups that simply wanted more understanding, ways to think and behave, to evolve as human beings. To learn more so that the relationship between human beings becomes better and better. In one way or other, there is hardly anybody in the miracle of love that is just doing what they have been doing in different degrees throughout great portions of their life. And that is to satisfy the yearning, to know they have found the truth. Not because anybody has told them, but because they have felt it, experienced it directly. Look at the big plan of things. Look at all the groups that began around the early 70s and went on for some time, but more or less have ground to a halt. That although they still teach something, that they still teach, that they still can help people evolve. The power comes nowhere near to the power that is now present on this path, the miracle of love. And when I leave this body, that power is going to increase even more. And there will become even more available to you. There is not that much time to waste. Look around. What else are you going to do? Where else are you going to find this much power? A power so great that if you will spend just a few hours following instructions, and opening up and inviting that energy in, that you will enter into experiences that you will just have an ever-increasing desire for. And you will get more. Your desire for more will increase, and the amount you receive will increase. An unending state of ecstasy, not dissatisfaction. Just a consciousness that has been put into you to get you out of this material world. Your existence in this material world was never meant to be permanent. It was meant to last for some period of time. And then you were to leave. And when someone desires to leave this place, they are very simply shown a way that they can do just that. Here is such a process. Have the trust and faith to do it. Give it time. Have some patience. But apply effort. Act like you really care. You know you're not doing enough. So do more. do more, do more, do more, do more, and then do even more. And when you find yourself not doing enough, pray to God to please have the desire and the strength to do more. And if you don't have enough desire to pray, pray anyway. And pray, my Lord, I am so hopelessly bound in this place that I don't even have the desire to pray, to receive the strength and understanding that I need to achieve total success. You have brought everything to me that I need to succeed. You have put it in front of me. You have given me the qualifications to succeed. There is nothing that I lack, and everything is within my grasp. And even though I don't feel like praying, I will pray anyway. Do you understand? Become serious. Don't meditate. Don't pray. Don't do things like this when you feel like it. Do it as much as you possibly can, because through that way, you will receive the greatest benediction. Don't pray when you feel like it. Who feels like praying that much? Just pray anyway. And when you have allowed yourself to pray for 15 minutes, why not a half an hour? Think of how much time you are wasting. Think of how much time you try to get happiness out of this material world, just like all the other materialists. Think of all the different ways that you try to be happy, and of course do not achieve it. All of that time that you spent trying to find happiness in this material world, you could have used that endeavor in the most important thing that you could possibly do in your existence on this earth, and that is to reestablish your relationship with the Lord. What am I doing on this tape? I am begging you. If you could look down and see the ugliness of the entity that has its grasp on you, that is controlling you, that is making you do what it wants you to do, and all things which ultimately will bring suffering. If only you could see. But that's not how it works. It is through trust and faith. And if you will just have that, trust and faith, and do as much as you possibly can, there will be many, many rejoicing for you, because they will see the rate that you begin to move in. And even if you do not understand it, they do, and know that if you do nothing but continue at that rate, that there is no doubt you will get free in this lifetime. You are receiving help 24 hours a day. That is the mood of God. The Lord wants you to finally get free of this place. It is time. And you can do it. When the Lord thinks of the greatest gift to give, this is what is offered, because there is nothing greater. And the Lord is so possessed, wants so badly to see that you get free. There is a desire that has never taken place on this earth before that is so great. A personal energy coming from God that wants so badly to see that you get free. That powerful beings of light help you while you sleep. They come to you and work with you. When you go to sleep at night, you do not have to feel it. You do not have to mean it that much. But if you will just say it, "Please, Lord, while I am sleeping tonight, with your power and mercy, will you please drag me out of the hold that the illusion has me bound by, so that I can achieve everything that deep in my heart I know is true. If you will do that one simple thing, that night you will receive special assistance that you would not otherwise receive. Do you see how lazy you are? How many of you do that? If you do that one simple thing, you will receive a special help. And very few of you do it. Takes practically no time and promises hours and hours of help from very powerful beings of light, sent by the Lord Himself, who work constantly all night long to move you ever closer to the Supreme. One thing, and how many of you are doing it? And then you worry about so many petty things. You are so caught up in the pettiness of this material world. You allow the illusion to control you through your emotions to such a degree that some of you, especially some of you in relationships, have practically nothing else going on in your consciousness except what can be done in your relationship. And your mind, heart, and soul are dedicated to that one objective, and that is your relationship with a member of the opposite sex in the material world. Just like every other materialist. How unfortunate you are. How unfortunate. In one pile there are emeralds and rubies and other precious stones being offered to you. And not far away, there is a pile of stool. And you choose the pile of stool. With an arrangement that has been made that in order to get that pile of stool, you have to endeavor twice as much to get that as you would have to get the pile of precious gems. That is actually a fact. That is actually the truth. That shows you the power of the illusion and your pathetic state, allowing yourself to be trapped continually by it. Some of you just have come, and are doing fine. But for some who have been with us a while, you must muster up all the desire that you can to do everything that you can to begin a great revitalization of this process. This process will succeed. But in spite of what will happen in the future, at this moment, from my point of view, and my point of view is rather heavy. But from my point of view, you are all fools. And there are very few of you who have achieved any real understanding at all. And you are so blind. It has been explained in so many different ways. That a mental picture has been created that is so detailed that at least in your subconscious mind, you understand completely. But due to your laziness, due to lack of endeavor, due to the fact that you care more about yourself than anyone else, a number of you will not get free. How many of you think that you are the most important person in the world? You may be able to understand that or not. But the illusion is so powerful and so complete and has you so thoroughly bound that while you do not understand this consciously, subconsciously, you are convinced without doubt, that you are the greatest human being on this earth. And while others have great qualities, ultimately, when it comes down to it, there are none that it can be said are greater than you. You believe this, and you believe this due to the power of the illusion. The illusion wants you to become discouraged, and wants you to take this tape and practically show it as an example or proof that there is no hope for you, so you're practically going to give up. The bottom line is the material nature, the illusion, the darkness, is going to see to it that you fail in your endeavor. And is going to try every trick in the book to see that you fail. Now you are not as strong as the illusion. If you think that you can go into a contest with the illusion and win, you are a fool. The illusion will have you so bewildered in such a short time that you will not have any idea what is going on. So how are you going to win? You are going to win by being filled with the Almighty Himself. There is only one power greater than the illusion, and that is the Lord. And in the miracle of love, you are shown how to achieve the state where the Lord fills you. Possesses you and guides you every step of the way so that no matter how powerful the illusion is, you are guaranteed success. Now you simply must do it. And I pray that you will.